I'd like you to turn to Colossians, the third chapter, by way of invitation this evening. Colossians chapter 3. The Apostle Paul, in the previous chapter, in chapter 2, had been talking about the various philosophies of men, the Jews' tendency to depend upon the law for justification, and contrasted those philosophies and that view with Christ, indicating the superiority of depending upon Christ and recognizing Christ as the means by which salvation comes. You'll notice in verse 9 of chapter 2, he says that it's in Him that dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you're complete in Him who is the head of all principality and power. And so we acknowledge, and of course Paul's writing to Christians, so this is a message to Christians. We acknowledge that Christ is the means by which salvation comes. It is through Him and Him alone, no other name by which man might be saved other than that of Christ. So, as we acknowledge that, there are a number of things that come up in this particular dialogue, and Paul does this quite a bit. He has if-then statements, which indicate what is the obligation of our dependence upon Christ. And then he has what we might refer to as a because statement, as the reason for us depending upon Christ. And those are found in verses 1 through 3 of Colossians, the third chapter. So the first one is the if-then statement. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. So, as we acknowledge that it is through Christ that we obtain redemption, the Apostle Paul tells the Colossians, if that is the case, then this is what you are supposed to be doing. In other words, there is an obligation, there is a responsibility that is incumbent upon us as we acknowledge the Lordship of Christ. If that is the case, then this is the way we ought to live our lives, seeking those things which are above rather than the things on the earth. And that's one thing that we really need to emphasize in our preaching. We need to emphasize this in our own personal faith. It's the acknowledgement of personal responsibility or accountability that comes as a result of the benefits that are accrued as we accept Christ as our Messiah, as our Savior. The world really doesn't teach personal accountability, personal responsibility. But it is something that the Apostle Paul emphasized time and time again. But then there is that because statement in verse 3. And the because statement, using the word for, which means because in this particular text, it is simply an acknowledgement again of what is accomplished by having Christ as our head. We do this and we ought to live this particular way because you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And it is a result of what Christ has done for us and what has been accomplished in Him as we embrace Him that we have that relationship, we have that protection, we have that hope. And it is because of what Christ has done for us in His death on the cross at Calvary that we have these things. So because of what we have gained and the recognition that the only means of gaining that is by accepting Christ as our Lord and Savior, then we have an obligation to seek those things which are above. With those thoughts, we will offer an invitation this evening. If you've not yet begun to seek those things which are above, you have not yet named Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then we would call upon you to do so this evening. Repent of your sins, confess Him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away, and you can begin that Christian walk, and you can begin seeking those things which are above, recognizing the great and wondrous blessings that are ours, all the spiritual blessings in heavenly places that come through Christ Jesus. We ask that you consider your need this evening, if we can assist you in any way to answer that invitation call, that you come this evening while together we stand, while we sing.